This week, we're talking about those things in films which are so different to what happens in real life. Film directors have to make changes, don't they? I think that's because real life can be very boring. I would say that, for example, the whole restaurant scenario is so different in films to our own experience. Yes, when we go to the restaurant, we often have to wait to get our reservation and sit at the table. We take our time looking at the menu and deciding. But people in films, they never have any problems with the menu, and definitely they never have any problems waiting for the bill. And of course, right at the beginning, they've managed to find a parking spot right outside the restaurant. They often just park the car and they just walk straight into the building where they're going. However, there are many things that we think they could do just that little bit better to make it a bit more real. I've talked about parking the car, but also sometimes they don't wear a seatbelt, which I just think is ridiculous. It makes no sense, and it is probably sending the wrong message to the public, showing that it's unnecessary and that it looks cool. And when someone is driving a car and they don't notice that there is a car behind them following all the time, honestly? I don't look behind too often, and I suppose I wouldn't notice if there was a lot of traffic. But if there was a blue car behind you all the time, every time you looked into the mirror, you would know. And, well, the other thing is, they never lock their car doors. When they get out of the car, they leave it open. Little touches. Another one of the things that really annoy me is that when they are driving the car, the driver is constantly looking at the passenger when they are talking and not looking at the road. And they never turn corners either. They always seem to be driving in a straight line. Weird. What about empty suitcases? They go on holiday, they pick up the suitcase, and it's light because there is hardly anything in there. Put some things in the suitcase and make it realistic. And put some coffee in the coffee cup as well. I'm tired of seeing people drinking out of empty cups. And what about hospitals? Put some people in the hospital corridors. Where are the nurses? Where are the doctors? Where are the sick people? It's always easy to go into a hospital room and kill the patient in films because there's no one else there. And the other thing is that...